proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. As we continue to look at Psalm 36, we see the theme of that psalm is the trustworthiness of God. David, who wrote Psalm 36, recognized that he needed divine help to live a godly life in an ungodly world. In this psalm, David exalted God and proclaimed his reliance upon God. Psalm 36 consists of four parts, which I refer to as quarterlies. The first of these quarterlies, verses 1 through 4, dealt with the ways of the wicked man. The second quarterly, verses 5 and 6, focused on the facets of God's character known as his attributes. The third quarterly part, verses 7 through 9, is where David listed the benefits of trusting in God. The final quarterly, verses 10 and 11, consisted of David's prayer to God. David began verse 8 by noting that the children of men, quote, shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, unquote. Put another way, David stated that God would provide for the needs of men. The Old Testament taught that God functioned as the ultimate source for satisfying all physical desires. According to Psalm 37, quote, in the days of famine, they, that is to say the upright, shall be satisfied. As Psalm 91 also know that God brings satisfaction through providing length of life to people. The author of Psalm 103 observed how, quote, God, quote, satisfieth thy mouth with good things, unquote. He did this with the Israelites in the wilderness, according to Psalm 105, when he sustained them with manna from heaven. God also sent a bevy of quail into the Israelites' encampment, despite their complaints about lacking flesh to eat. How does God satisfy men? He does so through the operation of his grace. He does so because of his love for his people. He does so by means of his mercy. All other purported sources of satisfaction will ultimately prove unsatisfactory. In the fifth chapter of Lamentations, for instance, Jeremiah, the author, observed that, quote, we have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread, unquote. The Jewish nations courting these pagan kingdoms for assistance proved futile, since the Babylonian armies ultimately overran Jerusalem and sacked that city. However, after God restores Israel to her homeland, according to the second chapter of Joel's prophecy, once God restores Israel to her national homeland, God promised the Jews, quote, shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, unquote. Alliances with pagan nations led to Israel's downfall. Reliance upon God, on the other hand, leads to Israel's blessedness. What about the individual who calls upon God? What is God's promise to that person? In Psalm 91, God says that those who call upon him, quote, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation, unquote. The author of Psalm 84 averred that, quote, no good thing will he, that is God, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly, unquote. Those who seek satisfaction from the world wind up frustrated. By contrast, those who seek satisfaction through the Lord God will never turn away empty-handed. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.